Let's make some calls, shall we?
All right, the first guest that we're going to talk to here on the podcast today is the president of Saginaw Valley's dodgeball team, Mr. Brian Janik himself. Brian has some very interesting stuff to cover today. He's going to talk about his team's recent trip to the Palace of Auburn Hills to participate in a dodgeball tournament, as well as the outlook for Saginaw Valley's team this year, what he thought of the new website launch, and just kind of pick his brains on all things dodgeball related, because he's a pretty knowledgeable dude. So let's get him on the phone.
Hello?
Brian?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just calling you here with, if you can believe it, the second ever episode of the podcast. So
sounds amazing.
Yeah, we actually made it to episode number two. I'm pretty excited about that. But anyways, what you guys been up to tonight?
Just got out of practice.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, we had a good practice tonight. So.
Well, what did you guys work on tonight?
We worked on just some throwing without the grips, work on catching, shadowing, try to get more team throws in and stuff like that.
So basically just team strategy and stuff like that?
Yes, sir.
Well, that sounds good. So I'm kind of I know you guys really came on strong last year in the national tournament and stuff. How are you feeling about this year's team? Are you guys going to be up to snuff, better than teams of years past?
Oh, we're looking much stronger. Last year we went to nationals with 16 players, not even a full 20.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like four or five JV players playing as well.
Wow.
So we look, everybody's back this year, and we got some new guys, a couple guys from Delta, so we look really strong.
Wow. So what do you think this year has been, will be the biggest improvement over last year for you guys?
I would say, we had to get a better record, even better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully beat Delta a few more times, Grand Valley maybe. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. So do you feel like the leadership on this year's team is going to be better? The arms are going to be better? You guys are going to have some better catchers?
Oh, everybody's arm looked stronger than last year's.
Mm-hmm.
There was some guys talking about it. They were working in the off season. Just they went to Walmart, bought a dodgeball, and were working on his throws, so everybody's arm looks a lot stronger.
Good deal.
And catching, we got some good athletes.
Yeah.
They all can catch.
Yeah. I don't know. We have yet to post the story on the website, which we'll talk about the website in just a minute, but we actually, I built a slingshot contraption over the summer to help us work on catching. So, you know, in the hopes that will help us, since we don't have really the strongest arms, help us get an edge over some teams, hopefully.
Yeah, that would actually work out a lot better, I think. You don't throw your arms out,
mm-hmm,
as well. And then I was actually talking about that tonight at practice. We needed some kind of machine that threw, so we didn't throw our arms out.
Yeah, that was the thing for us last year, was that we wanted to be better catchers. I mean, we were getting blown off the court by guys that could catch a lot better, but we could never practice it. During practice, because guys weren't willing to throw their arms out to duplicate the kind of throws we were going to be facing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I was just like, well, we've got to do something. We've got to get some kind of system that's going to help us, work on catching and improve without, making for, like, burned out arms and stuff. So we'll see how that goes. So you're feeling good about the team. Now, you guys, I think there's some kind of big game coming up for y'all on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
It's on Friday. It's a huge game.
Oh, yeah,
it's
Friday, my bad.
Yep, it's Battle of the Valleys. Grand Valley's coming to our place for the first time.
Wow.
So from what I hear, there's going to be quite a few people there, so the fans will hopefully boost us up and stuff like that.
Now, I know Grand Valley averages just, like, ridiculous numbers for their home games. What are you guys pulling in usually on a typical game?
Well, when we play Delta, we usually have a large group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just because we're so close to each other. When we played other teams like Michigan State, we didn't have the biggest turnout last year. It's kind of disappointing, but we hope to get the word out more this year and hopefully get bigger crowds. I'm thinking this, our whole arena is going to be filled Friday.
So you guys, where they have you guys playing on campus, in the basketball arena?
We are in the we're in the Ryder Center, but it's not the main gym, but it's where the volleyball team plays. So it's the Cardinal gym.
Well, that's cool. See, they still have us stuck over in our student fitness center. So we don't have any auxiliary gyms, unfortunately, to practice or play in. So we're stuck over in the fitness center.
Yeah, we still play on a full-size court, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. So go ahead, just lay it out there. Give me your honest prediction for Friday's game. How are you guys feeling? What do you think is going to be the result?
Yeah, I think it's hard to say. It's really hard to say because Grand Valley's kind of put a whooping on us the past few years. But we're looking really strong. I think we have a good chance to upset them this year.
That's what I like to hear. Now, the thing with when I wrote you guys' article for the website launch, I noticed was that each time you guys played them, of course, y'all started out just like everyone else, getting beat, 15-0. But y'all slowly improved and lost by smaller and smaller margins. And then you said you guys really ended up frustrating them in the national tournament last year. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
We really did. We tried a different strategy. Our arms were killing us. We only brought 16 players, so we didn't really have any subs. And so we just tried to slow the game down a ton. And we really frustrated them until we ended up realizing that it was over. But, we did our best trying to beat them. I mean, we had them down at the beginning. We had a chance to beat them, but we had a few throws not go our way, and turns around just like that.
Yeah. Well, you guys sounds like have, y'all have a much fuller roster this year, I hope.
Oh, we do. We had about 55 guys come out last night. Tonight was about 40, but we're still looking pretty strong.
Wow, that's incredible. I was happy just this past Sunday to have 24 guys show up for our tryouts. So,
Yesterday we played like a varsity JV type game, and we had like 17 against 30, so it was a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So you have that big game coming up, but your team just got back from playing some games this past weekend. Can you explain for the listeners kind of what that experience was? Because it was a pretty unique experience, from what I understand.
Oh, it was awesome. I'm glad that we did it. We went to the Palace. We took two teams there, played in they had a lot different rules than what we have. Mm-hmm. They used different balls, so we couldn't grip them as much, and they were really light, but it was amazing. Like, played on the Palace floor, and we took first. After the game, we got announced at halftime of the Detroit Shock game, got to go up on the scoreboard, be on the floor. It was just an awesome experience.
That sounds like it, man. Now, I was kind of hazy on, like, the exact details. How many teams were there? Did you guys know any of the teams that were there?
Delta had a team there, and I believe they had eight players on their team. And there was a couple Canadian teams, a couple Michigan teams. The Canadian team, we talked to them. They said they were from the Pro League. I don't know how true that is for sure, but, I mean, they were bigger guys. And then there was a Michigan team that said they were ranked first in the rec league. But it was a good experience.
For sure, man. Now, what were some of the rule changes were you guys playing with? You just said, different balls. What were the numbers on the court? Was it like 6-on-6 or?
Oh, we played 5-on-5. It definitely had a lot more rules. So, like if you get hit by a ball and somebody else gets hit by the same ball, they're out as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you throw it and you hit somebody out, you bring one of your persons back on your team.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was a lot different rules, but it was fun to play something different a little bit. But, I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Sounds like it, man.
Yeah.
And, it sounds like y'all definitely went up there and cleared house. And that's what we'd actually talked about earlier, was that we just really didn't think that, given the style of college dodgeball play, that any of these so-called professional dodgeball teams really would be able to hang with college guys.
Yeah, they got really frustrated at us. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
They were really frustrated. Even after we won, we went to a sports bar across the street, and they were there, and they asked us a bunch of questions and stuff about how we play and stuff like that. They were really kind of angry.
I bet. They probably went out there and embarrassed you guys. I thought they were going to go in there and clear house, and, you know, they didn't expect a, you know, NCDA member to come up and hit him in the mouth like that, I bet.
Yeah, one of the guys actually thought that they were going to play some, like, school teams or some, like, high school kids or something, and they were actually surprised to see us come out.
Yeah, well, what was the strategy for you guys going into that, since it was such a different setup than what you guys are used to?
Oh, man, our team throws were good. We had some huge plays, some catches. Like, one of our players, Andy Johnson, he just tore. I haven't ever seen him play dodgeball as well as he did. And, I mean, we played really well as a team, though. A lot of team throws.
Yeah. Well, that really does sound like a cool experience. I'm glad, you know, we got to talk about that a little bit. And hopefully, will they try to do it again next year? Do you have any idea? Did they give you
Yeah, this was the first annual one, so they plan on having it every year.
Well, that's incredible. You guys can just go in there and dominate every year, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So, I was actually talking to a couple buddies, and we think that Grand Valley didn't make an appearance because they were afraid to put that unblemished record on the line. What do you think?
Yeah, especially with the different rules and stuff like that. I don't know if they knew about the tournament at all, but I'm sure they did.
Now, speaking of Friday's game, what is the kind of the word on Grand Valley this year? Because I know that, you know, obviously, you know, I think they go out and recruit, like, washed-up minor league baseball players. But are they returning a bunch of their guys from last year? Do they graduate a lot of seniors? I mean, do you kind of know the makeup of their team this year?
It's going to be kind of a surprise. I know most of their guys are returning. So, I mean, they did lose a few from what I heard. But all the main ones, I think, are coming back. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll find out Friday for sure, but it should be,
should be interesting. We'll definitely have to talk to you guys again afterward to see, you know, what happened and how the game ended up and stuff, and it'll be covered on the new website. But I loved seeing you guys, the uniform design that you guys posted on Facebook that cost about $179 for a uniform. That was pretty funny.
Oh yeah, they looked awesome. I wanted to try and go with something that design, but not that much.
Yeah,
but we'll see. Maybe if I win the lottery or something.
If you guys can get like a rich old uncle that's a millionaire to come in and sponsor you guys, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah, but speaking of which, that's something new that's kind of happened with our team just these past couple days, actually. Since we added a lot of new guys to our team, we've actually had some sponsorship opportunities come up in the past couple days. And you guys, I know from your website, have worked pretty closely with sponsors. How has that, you know, positively impacted your team, having those sponsors?
It's a huge impact. A lot of the guys couldn't afford to go to Nationals last year. That's what we're trying to save up for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a lot closer this year, but the hotels and expenses, we can catch a couple more tournaments, and it definitely helps out a lot for the guys, even gas money and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I know that we're trying to get some sponsored money to go ahead and buy new uniforms with. So is that something you guys will try to invest in this year, some new unis?
We are, because our uniforms, they don't make anymore, so we have to get new uniforms after the Grand Valley game.
Okay.
With all the new guys coming in, we're going to kind of make do with some of the uniforms, bring back from the old guys that are done. But, we definitely need new ones.
Well, I just found out today, actually, and this is something that I think we might have discussed on, like, Facebook or something, was that I've been working kind of closely with a friend of mine that transferred to Louisville this year to help get a team started up there, and we just got confirmation today that club has been officially approved. So, really excited about that, and I think I mentioned it previously on the podcast, if you remember. The first guy that I talked to was actually the one that was trying to start the team, so... any words of wisdom for the new up and coming program at UofL?
Well, that's good to hear. But I would say they definitely need to try and get the word out, try and get recruits. Even if he's in class, just before class, get up in front of class and be like, hey, starting the dodgeball team, you want to join? and see how many people. That's how I got most of our guys to come out.
Yeah. And that's what I told them, was that, you know, the hardest part of starting it is not the paperwork or, you know, the, all the proposals or getting the money or the equipment or the uniforms. It's just getting the word out and getting people who will be committed. Because you get people that are like, you know, okay, well, I guess I'll come out and try it. But to find those guys who are just, like, on fire for dodgeball is what you're really looking for.
Yes, you're really looking for that, that commitment.
Yeah. Well, so I guess I kind of wanted to save this topic to the last because I'm kind of, you know, hoping for a positive response here. But we launched the new NCDA website last Wednesday, and hopefully everybody's got a chance to check that out. But what were your honest impressions of what has been hyped up all summer and gossiped about and, you know, rumors swirling about? What did you end up thinking about it?
The website looked great. It kind of looked ESPN. It sort of looked like, I love it. It looks really nice.
Yeah, and I talked to you before. It's, you know, we had talked about just trying to get the website up, you know, early in September to, you know, just give you guys something to look at since y'all have been waiting patiently for so long. But it's actually about 80% finished of where we wanted it to be for the launch. So we still have, like, we got to put you guys' story on there and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and, like, you know, like a video player, a poll question. There will also be another story on there, but it's actually only about 65% finished, like, totally. Like, we're going to add team pages and like a store and stuff like that, but at this point I think it's, you know, just kind of like a nice little preview of kind of what we're trying to do with the association in general.
It looks really nice. I like it a lot. And we just ordered t-shirts too Friday, so for the store we can throw them on there.
Awesome, yeah. We're still trying to think of a website, so if you got any in mind that we could use for the team store, please let me know.
All right.
Yeah, we're hoping to get that up and running here pretty soon, like 100%. And, you know, just like I stated in the previous podcast, just more than anything else, just trying to help grow the association, its reputation, and use the website as a recruiting tool for new schools.
Oh, yeah, definitely need to get some more schools into it.
Yeah, because I think with the addition of Louisville, if I'm not mistaken, from looking at you guys' website, that gives us 21 teams in the association.
Yeah, I think Northwood might have a team this year too. Mm-hmm. If they get it set up.
Yeah, and see, what is just kind of, you know, mind-boggling is the potential to start a team is there at every single school.
Oh, I know, especially U of M. You think they would be in it already?
Mm-hmm.
With MSU and Ohio State there.
Yeah, seriously. But it's just all about, you know, people probably just don't know. You know, it's just like, you know, I wanted to start it just from the dodgeball experience I had in middle school and high school. And just so happens that Ben Murphy from Delta College sent me a message and was like, you should check out this association. So it's just, you know, those connections that get you, you know, to knowing about the association and wanting to join and start your own team.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, that was one of the goals of the website, was to get the word out a little bit better about the association and make us, you know, a more recognizable entity in the college sports arena.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're hoping for anyways. But it's really good to talk to you, man. I want to wish you the best of luck on, you know, Friday. Like I said, we'll definitely talk to you again after that game's over to see how it went, and, you know, if you guys won, what you did well, if you guys lost, what you didn't do well, just kind of get a recap from you, if that would be good.
Yes, sounds good, and thank you.
Yeah, man, that sounds great, and good luck, and we hope to talk to you here again soon. All right, man?
All right, sounds good.
Take it easy, buddy.
All right, you too, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was my good friend Brian Janik, the captain of Saginaw Valley's team. And we want to wish them the best of luck this Friday as they participate in the Battle of the Valleys against Grand Valley, the reigning national champs in the NCDA. Our next guest is actually another member of Saginaw Valley's team. His name is Jason Stein, and according to Mr. Janik, he has the reputation of being the most despised player in college dodgeball. So we'll talk to him and see what that's all about, and get his thoughts on the game Friday and his trip to the Palace, and, you know, just kind of pick his brain just like Brian and see what he thinks about the state of college dodgeball this year. So let's give him a call.
Hello?
Jason?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Much. How you doing?
Pretty good, dude. Calling you here with the second ever episode of Average Joe's podcast. So, I never thought we'd make it to a second episode, but yep, here we are. So
pretty excited about this dodgeball episode.
I know, man. I really am looking forward to it. You know, given the ravenous fans out there, you know what they've been looking forward to since our first episode came out. I mean, you know, they've been all up, Facebooking me, emailing me. It's been crazy. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, just trying to give them what they want. But just got through talking to your buddy Brian Janik, though. He said y'all just got out of a pretty good practice tonight.
Did he looked really good tonight.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He said he got smoked in the face at least on one occasion. So
we got some hard throwers.
I hope you were, at least wearing some face protection or just didn't get hit in the face.
I just put on a show.
Well, that sounds good, man. I actually got your name from Brian. He was talking about he thought you'd be a really good podcast interview because, according to him, you have probably the worst reputation, at least amongst members of the Grand Valley team. Can you kind of explain how that came to be?
Well, Grand Valley's a little intense for dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying they invented the rules, whatnot. So, you know, I just like to call them out on it. Bring some little enthusiasm to the game. Just, I don't know. And they do all crazy stuff. Like, they had this big guy on their team last year. Every time he made a good throw or something, he'd always scream, like, flex his muscles and be like, ah, screaming. So then one time when I threw a ball and got someone out, I did the same thing. And they were not too pleased about it.
Yeah, I'm sure. So was it big Low Sanders?
What?
Was it the, I remember seeing this guy on their website. Was it the big black guy, Low Sanders?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I remember him from the November tournament that we were at. Remember the Kentucky Classic last November?
Yeah,
that was, oh, God. That was just a savage beating. I think they were trying to punish us just for wanting to play dodgeball in their hemisphere, basically.
That's what they do. I mean, they play DePaul. DePaul's trying to get better, and Southerners out there trying to headshot everyone.
I think
they're just putting that target on their back.
Yeah, no one's gonna accuse Grand Valley of taking it easy or coasting once they get a comfortable lead.
Yeah.
So, that explains it. Brian also mentioned that you guys, and I noticed this too when I was doing research for the story for you guys for the website launch, which we'll talk about here in just a minute, but I noticed that you guys kind of started out just like every other team, them spanking you guys pretty good about, 13, 15, nothing, something like that, and then as you guys played them more and more, the margin that you guys lost by got smaller and smaller, so, what do you think? Is that just you guys just kind of catching up their level eventually?
Yeah, we're seeing what everyone's doing, taking it, making our own little strategies as we go. Just trying to get better, and we've got some pretty good athletes. We recruited a few this year. Mm-hmm. We got a lot last year, and we're just getting way better with all the athleticness and people coming.
Yeah, well, I think I might have heard about this. Y'all kind of have a big game, coming up on Friday.
Grand Valley.
Yeah, that's what Brian was telling me. The Battle of the Valleys. It's even got a pretty cool little nickname to it.
Yeah, it's odd. It should be awesome. I think we're going to put their first loss in Wascom, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Brian wasn't wanting to come out and say it, but I knew you wouldn't be too shy about just coming out
shy
and saying
about
it.
I'm going to guarantee Stein at least one victory.
That's what we like to hear, dude. Well, he said that it's the first time that they've actually come to you guys' place to play.
Yeah, it's the first time they're coming out. They're expecting, 300 people out here last.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep trying to bring some more people out there.
Wow. Well, you guys have played a ton. Y'all played, two or three times last year, correct?
Yeah, we played, I think, three times it was.
So, what, are they just not, coming to play at other places or something, or at least y'all's
place? We played, I think, at State, and we went out to their place and Nationals. So, we just, the regular season game, I guess, didn't really, besides tournament, they didn't come out here, so this year I guess they're coming out.
Well, I know that they average, an ungodly amount of fans, like over 1,000 fans per home game, so.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
At our home game, there wasn't that many, so I wasn't impressed by their fans.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian said that you guys were hoping to get a pretty good crowd out there for Friday's game and get y'all kind of pumped up about it.
Yeah, it should be awesome. Grand Valley coming in with a target on the back. I think we're going to beat them this year. Take it home.
Yeah, I think that, and I think I'm going to preview the game here in the podcast and probably give the nod to you guys in a pretty monumental upset just because of what actually occurred this past weekend. Was you guys had a pretty unique experience. I don't think any team in the association has ever done something like this. You want to tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, we went to the pass, and we played on the extra year, the shock floor, the piston floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little different rules and stuff, different balls, but we took down Delta, and we took down some Canadian, like, rec league professionals or something.
Mm-hmm.
There is an experience. They play by insane rules, but we took it down and we played awesome. So that's what got me a little confident about Friday.
Yeah. And, you know, Brian was talking about, you know, obviously the different size balls and the rules, he said, were, like, crazy different for those games.
Yeah. And where you, if you hit someone, you get someone back in. And if you catch it when you're, like, the last person in, you get someone back in. I mean, it was a lot of fun, but it was really crazy. Yeah, if you're the last person and you get a catch, the whole team comes in.
Yeah. So how would you rate you guys' overall play this past weekend on a scale of like 1 to 10?
We were up there about 9.5.
Really?
There.
So
we played awesome.
Yeah.
We only lost like I think one or two games, and we were up in the games we lost. We were up like 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, played really good.
Yeah, Brian said you guys he thinks gave up only like 2 points that entire tournament.
Yeah, something like that.
That's pretty awesome. And you guys, of course, went up there and cleared house. And he said it was just pretty amazing to get announced at halftime and see your face up on the Jumbotron.
It was awesome. We got a picture of it, me and Brian up there. It's awesome.
Yeah. So I watched some of the videos and stuff, and I was just, you know, insanely jealous of you guys getting to do something like that. So congratulations on that. But I think that will give you all a lot of good momentum going into this game on Friday. You know, you guys have got a chance to play. And, you know, something exciting like that just pumps your whole team up. I mean, it has to.
I think we got a lot of confidence off of that. We're ready to play well.
Yes. So, so you're going to go ahead and, what was it you said, Gerenstein?
Gerensteining a victory.
That is beautiful wordplay right there. I love it. The best of luck to you guys on Friday and stuff. And like I told Brian, we'll definitely be hitting you guys up to see how that happened and trying to cover it on the website and stuff. But I talked to Brian a little bit about it. I don't know if you heard, but I've been working with a guy that actually transferred to Louisville, trying to get a team started up there this semester. And we just got word today that the club was approved. So we now officially have another team at Louisville in the association.
That's good news.
So what? I was going to say, I asked Brian the same question that I'll ask you. If you could give him some words of wisdom, what would you say is the best piece of advice for the up and coming teams?
I mean, at first it might seem like everyone's way better than you, but once you pick up on everything, you'll definitely pick up real fast and get your strategy down and get better fast. So
yeah.
Just keep working.
And what I think the most important thing for these young teams to understand is that you really just you prepare and you think you're ready, but until you play that first game, you really have no idea kind of what college dodgeball is all about.
Exactly. So, I mean, they'll be a little shocked when they first play their first game, but they'll be used to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a steep learning curve, no doubt. You know, in that first game, but if you have people, you know, like us that are willing to help out and, you know, give them tips and tricks to, you know, avoid some of the growing pains, it helps, I think, make the transition a lot easier, you know, from just playing in, like, high school and stuff and little tournaments to actually playing at a college level.
Yeah, my first game was Grand Valley, so it taught me fast.
Mm-hmm. That was actually our second game, and, you know, it made us want to go crawl in a hole somewhere and die, but you know, we got over it, and, you know, I remember after that game, y'all came out and I believe beat us left-handed, so that was that was pretty embarrassing. But Brian said you guys actually went out and did a lot of good recruiting this year.
Yeah, we got a lot more recruiting, and we're looking strong as ever.
So, you know, that sounds great. He said y'all had like 40 guys come out to this practice or something, and
we had a ton yesterday. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's that. You know, I was telling him this past Sunday, I was just, you know, pumped up for having 24 dudes out at practice. You know, that was awesome for us. So, you know, like, and this is another thing for Louisville too, is just getting the word out is just vital.
Yeah, getting the word out and getting as many people as you can get there, you'll get the athletes. They'll come.
Yeah, and what we were talking about was, like, it's not exactly like, you know, the I would any day of the week take a committed player over, you know, who maybe isn't the best athlete in the world over, you know, a great athlete who's not going to show up half the time.
Yeah, for sure.
So that those are really the guys that you want to go for are people that are committed and just pumped up about dodgeball.
Yeah, you people who are pumped up are really strong players usually. Once they get it all going, they become really strong players really fast.
And that was our problem last year was that, you know, we had a lot of good players and we could have, you know, seriously done some damage, but just the amount of players we had on our team that didn't want to play, that I basically had to beg to come, and then it didn't even work out to where they could play for us. It was just like a cancer. I mean, it just spread and it just got me depressed, and I kind of came into this season, you know, pessimistic. So just to have those guys that are enthusiastic, you know, it's just kind of like a spark plug for your team a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have guys that want to be there, so when you go to practice, you get better.
Yeah, and, you know, when, you know, people are, you know, messaging you on Facebook or texting you or something saying, I can't wait for, you know, practice, you know, that's cool. You know, that's just really refreshing, and, you know, it's just awesome to see people that are as pumped up about dodgeball as you are.
Yep. So, how's your team looking this year?
I'm actually pretty excited. A lot of the guys, like I said, we might have had a little more talent last year, guys who were maybe a little bit better athletes, but, you know, like I said, didn't want to show up, kind of blew us off for just about any excuse you can think of. And it seems like this year we have guys, you know, that just seem honored, you know, to have the chance to play. So I think we're going to be in really good shape. I think we'll be a lot better than last year. So
make noise.
Yeah, I hope so, especially, you know, with adding this new team at Louisville. It'll give us a chance to play a lot more since, you know, our closest competition is 2.5 hours away.
Yeah, we drove everywhere last year. I think we played, like, twice as many games as anyone played last year because we were driving everywhere.
And I think we're actually, I had talked to the captain of UK's team, and you guys, I think, he asked y'all to come down for the Kentucky Classic again this year.
Yeah, I think we're going to head down there.
Yeah,
I haven't been told anything about it yet, but I'm pretty sure we'll head down there.
Yeah, so, but did you get a chance to, I was kind of cracking up about this, did you get a chance to look at Brian's, like, $179 uniform idea on Facebook?
Yeah, like $580.
Yeah, like it was like, I'm pretty sure, like $300 for a jersey. I mean,
and like, it looks sweet, but that's a lot of cash there.
Unless we got some kind of like rich old uncle that wants to donate like, you know, a couple million to this team, I don't think we're going to be able to pull that one off. And I love the dude that was the model for the uniform. Like, that just cracked me up. I was thinking, who on Saginaw Valley's team looks like this?
So. Yeah, I was like, dude, I guess you got a big sponsor coming in. So we're going to get these jerseys.
Obviously. So, I guess you got a chance to check out last week. We actually got finally a chance to launch the new NCDA website. So just honest truth, after, you know, months of speculation, what'd you think?
I liked it a lot, actually. It was awesome. I was excited about it.
Yeah.
I heard it's going to have all the scores of the teams that play.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
Yeah, that's the goal. Go ahead.
And I'm just excited to see what's on there. And also, just excited to announce that we're going to try to get Nationals here at Saginaw Valley next year.
Mm-hmm.
How that goes. Hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, definitely. And that will actually be, was it you that I talked to about, you know, trying to get, the rankings and stuff for the team captains? Was that you?
Yep, that was me.
All right, I was just wondering. I get you and somebody else confused. But, yeah, we're going to try to actually kind of have the rankings based on, you know, coaches and captains, you know, votes and stuff. And what I told Brian was that we actually had the website about 80% completed of where we wanted it to be just for the launch. I know that you guys' story isn't up there yet. And we're also going to add another story and a poll question and a video player. And that the first poll question will be, you know, how would the rest of the teams feel about having Nationals at Saginaw, you know, next year? So we'll hopefully be able to kind of see what people are thinking about that and stuff. And And, you know, the website as a whole, though, is actually about 65% complete, because we do have a lot of other plans besides just the initial launch plans as far as what we want to do with the website. We're going to make some individual team sites, you know, a store, like a media page and stuff like that.
You're going to have a store?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be in the store?
Just like merchandise from different teams if they want a chance to put it up on the website.
That's awesome.
So Brian actually said that you guys just ordered some shirts so we could get those put up in the, on the store if we wanted.
Yeah, we ordered, I think, like 100, over 100 shirts or something.
Wow.
So, yeah, hopefully we sell all of them.
Yeah. We actually had some shirts made after our I know you guys have Battle of the Valley, but we actually had Battle of the Bluegrass this past February. It was our game against UK at one of the local high schools here in Kentucky, and they had some T-shirts made, so we were able to get some T-shirts. So just stuff like that, you know. I know DePaul has some stuff that they, you know, I believe they actually had a man thong with the DePaul dodgeball logo, and that was kind of incredible.
That's so insane.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if we want to go as far as putting man thongs up there, but hey, you know, this is the NCDA, so what can you expect? But yeah, just I really am excited, and what I had originally mapped out and set down as my two main goals for the website was just to help kind of grow the association and, you know, help earn a little higher reputation and more notoriety amongst college sports and help recruit new schools into the association.
Yeah, obviously it's working. You already got Louisville.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, because what it was kind of just a freak happening that we actually discovered the NCDA. I mean, I had started the dodgeball club at our school, and Ben Murphy from Delta actually sent me a Facebook message and was like, you should check out this association. It's kind of like the national, you know, Association for College Dodgeball. And so we joined it, and I think that if we can just help get the word out, the potential for teams is there at every single school in the nation, I believe.
Yep, I agree.
And it's just a matter of finding those people that are willing to put in the time and the effort to, you know, start it up, because obviously, you know, as both of us can attest, it's definitely worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
So you just got to just get over that initial startup effort, and, you know, you're going to have to realize that you're going to take your knocks your first year and just learn from them and come out and hopefully make some noise, you know, your second year, or, you know, your second semester even after you play some games.
Yeah, like any team coming into a new conference or division or anything, it's going to be tough for the first little bit, but once you get going, you can make some noise.
Exactly. So, you know, that's the main goal of the website, but we look forward to, you know, really having a website that's driven by content and really showcases what the NCDA is about, just because our potential is just limitless as far as what we could be able to accomplish if we could just get a collaborative effort from all the schools.
No doubt.
Yeah, the potential is definitely there. We just have to, you know, be willing to execute and put it in motion. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, the reaction has been pretty positive, so that's really been a nice thing to see. And hopefully it'll only get better from here.
Yeah, thanks for all your time, too.
Yeah, you know, I just, this is an association that's near and dear to my heart, so I just, you know, like I said, realized our potential and wanted to help, you know, get us there. So, you know, it's been
awesome.
Very, very rewarding.
It's awesome.
So, anyways, man, I want to wish you the best of luck on Friday. You know, I hope that you guys play a good game, and, you know, just between me and you, I hope you guys, you know, finally get a chance to put an L in, you know, in Grand Valley's loss column.
Yeah, put him in the upset alert column. Upset
exactly.
Alert, Grand Valley State.
Uh-huh. I told Brian I'm going to go ahead and preview this game in the podcast, and I'm probably going to give the edge to you guys in a pretty monumental upset.
Sounds awesome.
So just because of all you guys' new players and enthusiasm and excitement and home court advantage and stuff like that. So
we played them tough at Nationals, and we were without some of our guys that are coming this time. So
yeah. I look forward to you guys giving them a good run, and, you know, hopefully just, you know, they kind of remind me of the Patriots, and, you know, yeah, just about everybody in the country, I think, was cheering against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So that's kind of how I'm approaching this game. So
you can just call us the Giants then.
Yeah, I'll call you guys the Giants. But we'll definitely talk to you again here, hopefully after the game, and see how that worked, you know, see how that turned out. If you guys won, what you did well. If you know, if you didn't win, what you could do better next time and stuff like that. So,
all right, sounds good.
All right, man. Well, I really appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again here soon. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. Great job with everything.
All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. See you.
Well, that does it for this episode of Average Joe's Podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed, and we hope to see you guys back here for the third episode, God willing, that we are able to have a third episode. And until next time, you stay classy, San Diego.
Thanks for listening to Average Joe's Podcast. Make sure to check out the latest episode of Average Joe's on iTunes or our website, ncdadodgeball.com. Until next time, just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, dodge.
Bye-bye.